2 or 3 weeks were by, life had begun to settle into an uneasy kind of a rhythm. At 6 o'clock ilky morning, the carts would arrive for Woodside, Kilbog, and Steinhillock, loaded with full milk carts, and Minnie would run to her window to watch as Alec and Ned, the Matheson brothers, loaded up Darkie and Daisy's carts for delivery round the town. The cans were carried, had taps on them, and they likewise carried cream and butter and eggs. Alec and Ned had been up since the back of 5, giving their horse a brush down and feeding them their breakfast of hay and oats. Ince the Shelties trotted away, they wouldn't be back till 9:30, and after then, the 2 brothers would have to clean the cans and count the siller and chav away at 1,000 of their jobs that needed doing. Often, folk at the big hooses wouldn't let the milkman chap at the front door, that the gang round to the tradesman's entrance at the side of the hoose for a skiffy would hud out their jug. But mostly, folk kent that the milk had arrived out by, when Darkie and Daisy struck their iron sheen against the cassie 2 or 3 times, for the women around had them clean cornicht and petted. It wasna unusual for folk to give the horses a healy a breeder, a veggie to chaw, and their dung was aye welcome by folk with gardens for bringing on roses or rhubarb. Meanwhile, Granny Bruce and the aunts had knuckled down to the job as civilising Minnie. And Jessie took the lassie ben to the kitchen in the morning and showed her how to clean the cutlery, brace the ornaments, and polish the windows with vinegar till they shone. A washerwife walked over for the tenements 3 streets away and carted away the full washing and brought it back bleached and dry and ironed 2 a week, so there was nae heavy washing today like Meg Ramsay and Minnie's mither trachlin' on at Steinhillock. But then, there was nae fine bleaching green and the nippet excuse for a garden her granny ain't, and nae hech bray for this rough stoot winds could get a guid skelp at a tow for her drying sheets and wallop them back and forth in the country air. After dinner, and Florence took over the darg, educating Minnie. First off, they sat down in the room that had once been Uncle Dougal's, full of ivory jumbos, brass monkeys and sick like. When it rained in the toon, as often as no it did, the quine would teen a tig a gun into this room to play with the breast monkeys and the ivory jumbos. There were 3 breast monkeys all stuck together. Ian had its hands clapped over its lugs in an expression of outrage as if something that man him has fitted it. It was called Hear Nae Evil. The middle monkey's hands were over its moo, and it was called Speak Nae Evil. And the last ane's hands were clapped over its ane, and it was called See Nae Evil. And yon was the why that Minnie kent that the monkeys were foreign. For God saw athing. Thon had been denned into her since she first drew breath. And you shouldna be doing evil at her, for God watched athing. All the time, there was nae getting away for thon. In Uncle Dougal's room, Aunt Florence would take down a book for the dozens that lined the walls and make Granny read for it, Scott and Dickens and Shakespeare and the like, till the print danced afore her ain and her head was reeling with princes and paupers and reedward roaring heelermen. Syne they would flit to the music room, the callest room in the house, and for 2 hours her back grew sair as she sat in the bowdy legged piano steel timmering up the notes. She'd a lot of grand to make up, the 2 aunts telt her afore she'd be onything like as guid as I's your cousin. Faith, she'd hae to work gay hard to be fit to gang to a school in the toon with other quines her age. The ice up at tea around 5. Whiles in the summer next, the Bruces hired Alec and Ned and the horses out to help with a flitting or other curtain jobs afore stabling them for the night. Gin Minnie didn't wheel at her lessons, she got to gang with him, to sit on Daisy's back, as long as she minded to sit side-saddle and nae stride leg like a loon, and didna mark Daisy canter her on a daft caper. Whiles one evening, Isaac came roon for a piano lesson, but Minnie was still over rocking her spick for Isaac to be seen about the toon wi' her. Isaac liked weel eneugh to use her braid Scots and by the hoose, but her new-found friends would have looked at her if she'd spoken afore them as she spoke when she was with Minnie. As yet, Minnie didna ken for to change the way she spoke, nor did she hae on any tell, for Abdi roon her spark the same, bar maybe Isaac. Even Matty, fa'd been growing grey gentrified when he get to the college in toon, had slipped back to the old spick, knew that his dreams were forgotten and his books and his jotters laid by.